Again, we're here in Carlostrane, where we remember another person born in the parish in 1873 who was involved, this time much more actively and more highly documented in 1916. That man would be Michael McHugh. It just so happens that he was the grandfather of both Brendan O'Carroll and Eilish O'Carroll of the Mrs. Brown's Boys global phenomenon. That's in fact neither here nor there, because Michael McHugh, who features and whose life story features very prominently in my third book, it's just called Carlostrane, and if people want it, it's in Charlie Burns and Kenny's in Galway. It goes into some detail about Michael McHugh's involvement in the Rising. Born into the postal family in Carlostrane, he worked in the Tomb Herald. He progressed to the Freeman's Journal in Dublin around 1910. He was an original member of the Irish Volunteers with Pierce Beasley and Sean McDermott and the like. He was one of the co-founders of the McHale branch of the Gaelic League. He was a member of the Dublin Typographical Society. And what makes all of those three interesting is they all had the same address, along with Michael Collins's headquarters, and Lower Gardiner Street in Dublin. So we have documented proof from his pension file. We know an awful lot of Michael McHugh's movements. To cut to the point, we know he was an active combatant in the ferocious North King Street, Church Street battles in Dublin towards the end of Easter week. His commanding officers would have been men like Martin Conlon, TD, Fionnán Lynch, TD, later a judge, and people like Desmond Fitzgerald, Garrett's father, turned up on his widow's pensions file, speaking up for him, saying as to why his wife should be granted a military pension, even though Michael technically died in 1924, not on active duty as a volunteer, but his illness subsequently that he died from can be traced back to when he was imprisoned in 1920, following maybe 10 days after the infamous Bloody Sunday incident in Dublin, when Michael Collins sent out crews of his men to basically assassinate British service agents and British military personnel in Dublin. Further reading is required for anybody interested, but Peter Folan's witness statement in the Bureau of Military History mentions Michael McHugh as a member of the inner circle of Michael Collins's intelligence network about Dublin Castle. It's a long, fascinating story. Eilish O'Carroll, in my book in the foreword, alludes to it, but you know, it needs to be expanded upon and more research is needed. But yet again, we have this second highly involved Carlostrane-born person on the streets, involved in combat in Dublin during the 1916 Rising.